Amen. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Am I on? Sounds right. Isaiah 55. Very good. All right, it's finals time, almost. So I wanted to give you a couple of reminders about during finals. Some people like to call it, when you're not doing your job, you're not doing your work, they want to call it laziness. But I thought there's a couple of reminders for those people who just want to accuse you of being lazy all the time. So I've got a couple thoughts about lazy people this morning. I'm not lazy, I'm just motion challenged. And that's the way I feel sometimes. one author said, I'm not alone on this. Laziness is nothing more than the habitat of resting before you get tired. So I know that I have some tired guys in here. I heard some guys were working late. And so I'll be calling you out by name here pretty soon. Is that right? Yes, I think so. All right, so here's a couple more. In fact, I like work, someone said. It fascinates me as I sit and look at it for hours. Of course, Ronald Reagan famously said, hard work never killed anybody, but I figure why take the chance? So no point in taking that chance. I like the word indolence. It makes my laziness sound classy a little bit. And some of you, this is your motto. I love deadlines. I like the whooshing sound as they go by. Never put off until tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow. All right, I like that one. Isaiah chapter 55. So those are good things to remember as you're going into finals. Well, good things not to do as you're going into finals. Isaiah 55, this passage is, I understand, talking about the idea of forgiveness and the pardon that we receive from the Lord. And by the way, this is a topic that, boy, I've just had such a good time in preparing for this, and just the thought of it constantly is running through my mind. I think about the providence of God, and I think how much that happens in our daily lives is in His control, and it really takes the pressure off of us. It really takes the pressure off of me, how the fact that God is in control. Just a very silly little thing recently. I was talking to somebody, and I had given an address to someone to send a letter to someone. And so I gave him, I don't know how it happened, I have no idea how it happened, but I gave him the wrong address. And so they sent this letter, and it was supposed to have gotten there, and by the time I had expected this letter to be there, it wasn't there. And then the letter came back, and of course it was the wrong address. And I remember we were just said, hey, I have no idea why I gave the wrong address, but God's in control. And it really turned out that it was a huge blessing that that letter didn't get there when it was supposed to have gotten there originally. My point is that God's in control of everything. Young people, well, young people to young people, all of you are young. God is in control of everything that happens in your life, and He's always watching you, not like I tell my junior church, not like a hawk where he's watching for bad or good kids. He's watching for you in your life to bring you to the point where he can bless you. It's just exactly what was preached yesterday about the grace of God. God is always looking to bless you. And that's just a wonderful thing to think about. Isaiah chapter 55, look at verse number 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we can meet this morning around your word and knowing that you right now are watching us and you're thinking of us. Lord, what an amazing thing that is. Lord, help me this morning to put that into some perspective through your word. And I pray that you'd help me with that. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. What are our ways? God said,